For so many organizations, you know, unless you are self-employed, every business recognizes employees for length of service. Well, heck, even if you're in AA, you get a one-year pin, a five-year pin, I think, and, you know, the longer you've been around, the more they honor you and respect you. Last week at the North Dakota State University Extension Fall Conference, they handed out a number of awards for length of service. A lot of people got the five-year honor, the 10-year honor, the 20-year honor. But I think they had to come up with a whole new award for a 50-year honor for a guy who's been around since 1964. Holy mackerel. Timothy Faller is the current assistant manager of the director of the North Dakota Agricultural Experiment Station. Tim, congratulations on the 50-year award.
Well, thank you, Mick. It's almost embarrassing to admit it.
a lot of people have been around for a long time, but, man, you take the did they have to go out and come up with a whole new printing press or mold for whatever award they come up with, or what?
Well, you'd have to ask that question to the people who have the award.
Yeah. All right. Well, you are. Let you give the your autobiography, Tim. You started as in the animal husbandry department way back in 1964 student, I guess. And
actually in 1963 is when I started going to. I grew up in Lisbon, North Dakota, and Fargo was the closest college.
And that was the AC at the time.
That's correct.
Yeah, wow. So where were you from around Lisbon there?
Oh, we lived just a mile east of town.
On 27 there, huh?
Yes.
Well, yep. Pretty cool. All right. So, before we get, I got to kind of take a little side path here. Are you related to James Faller?
No, not. There's a couple other families of Fallers in North Dakota, one at Dickinson and James's, and there is no relation.
Okay. Okay. James, a former technician, worked with the NDSU Hardred Spring Wheat Breeding Program and the famous Hardred Spring Wheat Variety Faller, named after him. So, okay. No, like I said, a little side path there for a second.
Yes.
All right. But so after you, then when did you graduate from NDSU, Tim?
In 1967, and I had started as the assistant shepherd while I was still a student there in the sheep department at NDSU.
All right, and that took you out to Hettinger then, and so you were named director of the Hettinger Research Extension Center, then called the superintendent of the Hettinger substation in 69.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I spent 3 years as a two and a half years as a shepherd at North Dakota State University before I went to Hettinger.
All right. Well, and Hettinger, one of the premier sheep research locations in the whole country.
Yeah, it's grew to be a really strong total animal science program there, including beef cattle and feedlot work that's done in western North Dakota.
Right on. All right. Well, Tim, tell us a little bit about the sheep research that you accomplished or shepherded out there.
Well, I was very fortunate to be part of an evolution and had the opportunity to work for a lot of good people and have a lot of great people work for me. And the program grew from about 300 ewes in 1969 when I started there to around 1,400 ewes when I retired, and grew in size and accomplishment within the sheep industry, and just really a fun place to work and fun people to work with.
11 years ago, you retired as Hettinger REC director. And what happened? You couldn't quit, or did you fail at retirement, or you just kind of stayed working?
Well, I was doing some things then at that time that had impact on all of the research centers and had some programs that I was working with, and they wanted me to continue, and I said I would if I could do it on a half-time basis.
Which probably means only 12 hours a day is what you were working then at that point.
Well, sometimes they get to be that way. That's one thing that to make it work, you've got to have a spouse that also understands that what you do doesn't necessarily conform to the standard work week.
Yeah. Well, so what it sounds like you are, you know, your years with NDSU Extension and now with the North Dakota Ag Experiment Station, I mean, it's not just a job. This is not even a career. This is a way of life for you.
Well, it becomes that a little bit. Is, you know, every day that you go to work, and if you enjoy going to work, it's not a job. And if you're counting off on the calendar how long it is until you retire, you're probably already retired. And just so many good people to work with and for. The sheep producers in this state are just a wonderful vocation, and that's what made it fun for me.
So you moved from Hettinger to Mandan when?
In 2005. Towards the end of 2005.
All righty. And now, and so since then, you've been the part-time assistant director at the North Dakota Ag Experiment Station there?
Yeah, and one of the things that the director asked me to do when I took half-time employment was to serve as a liaison between the USDA ARS Research Center there at Mandan and the land grant to foster some relationships that would minimize duplication and probably enhance ongoing research projects. And we've been very successful along those lines as far as developing some strong programs and some programs that were attracted to extramural funding for both the land grant and for the ARS station at Mandan.
Yeah, and that location, fantastic at soil research, fantastic at fertility and nutrient research and beef cattle research. Tell us about some of the victories you had at sheep research.
Well, a lot of the stronger things that we did dealt with developing a program of out-of-season lambing until we had very high success rate at fall lambing, and sheep are a seasonal breeder. You tend to think of the time that lambing is going to start is probably mid-January and run through mid-May, and the opportunity to make the product available to the consumer on a regular basis instead of a seasonal basis was greatly enhanced with the work that we did in out-of-season lambing. Other work that's notable was the work that we did with multi-species grazing, both to improve the natural resource and also for weed control and primarily the noxious weed leafy spurge. And that work was done in the mid to late 90s, just before I left Hettinger.
Okay, yeah, and a lot of that spilled over into southeast North Dakota, around Lisbon, towards McLeod, and south of Kindred there, where a lot of leafy spurge was eaten by the goats and sheep.
Huh? And we did work intently with those people because of that issue, and the tall grass prairie and the national grasslands there are certainly a site that's worth preserving, and noxious weeds are... And they continue to be a problem, but I think it's been greatly reduced because of the dedication of those people that make a living out there in the grasslands.
Yeah, all right. Well, Tim Faller, recently honored for 50 years of service, but it's actually 53, huh, Tim?
Well, and it all depends on how you count it, you know, because if you work half-time for 10 years, you only get 5 years of credit. So.
Okay. All right, well.
I've got 10 years to go yet.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's see. Now, let me do some quick North Dakota farm boy math. If you graduated in 67, you're about 70, right?
71.
So you're going to go for how long?
No, it's probably not that much longer, Mick, but I got a couple things left that I'm working on right now for the director's office, and when they get done, it'll probably be adequate timing to just say it's been fun.
All right, and so then you're going to retire to Bismarck, or are you going to move to Arizona, Florida, or are you going back to Hettinger?
No, if we probably won't go back to Hettinger, not because we didn't enjoy every minute of the time we spent there, but... it's good for the current administration to not have the old administration hanging around. And if we would probably stay in Bismarck or move to Lisbon. You know, Lisbon is where both my wife and I grew up, and we enjoy going there on a regular basis. You never know what might happen.
Well, there's a spot in Lisbon for you if you ever want to be there, Tim. So, again, congratulations. Tim Faller, Assistant Director of the NDSU Egg Experiment Station there in the Bismarck-Mandan area. 50 years of service to North Dakota agriculture. Way to go, Tim. Congrats. And now, so you got a little plaque you're hanging on the wall, or what did they give you?
Yes, I've got a neat little plaque to put on the wall.
Excellent. All right. Well, that only is a memento, but a lot of people remember you fondly. So thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for being on the radio today, Tim.
Ah, great. Nice talking to you, Mick.
My pleasure. We'll see you in Lisbon one day.
Okay.
All righty. Bye now.